Great. You know, Lent is by the corner, and the goal of Lent is to help us. So, the 40 days that the church has given to us to prepare and pray and fast and give alms, they are all geared towards making us holy. But before we begin Lent, the church gives us this Sunday to discover what holiness truly is. First of all, people mistakenly link holiness with perfection. It's like they say, I'm not holy enough to be holy. So we are afraid. It's not about perfection. Once you understand what holiness truly is, then the how about holiness is simple. It becomes simple. And what is holiness? Holiness is union with God, to be united with God. That's holiness. Jesus says in John's Gospel, chapter 14, at verse 23, whoever loves me will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and my Father and I will come to him and live with him. That's holiness. That's the desire of God. He wants to live in us, and he wants us to live in him. That's union. Union. That's holiness. Holiness, essentially, is how I am growing in union with God, and how this union is transforming my heart and my mind to become like God. That's why Jesus says in the gospel, be perfect, just as your holy heavenly Father is perfect. When we are united with God and his Spirit is in us, then he begins to work in us to transform our minds and our hearts so that we can will what he wills, desire what he desires, and act the way that he acts. That's holiness. That is why holiness is not about controlling one's behavior. And this is where we think that holiness is about controlling behavior. Rather, it is about controlling our values and our desires, our thought lives. That is why you don't curse someone physically, you don't insult them, but in your mind, you're already doing that. Amen. In your mind, you're already doing that, but because I'm a Christian, I don't want to say it. That's not holiness. And that is why Jesus says we must be perfect. The Father wills good and charity and kindness towards others, and then he acts it out. But what do? We will evil towards others and try to act in a good way. And Jesus says, that's not it. It begins from the heart. It's the transformation of our hearts. Do you know that it is easy for us to control our behavior by not, like I said, cursing someone or physically harming them, but it is often difficult for us to think evil, to will evil towards them. It is easy for us not to actually commit adultery or fornication, but often it is very difficult for us to control our desires and imaginations about these things. And that's why Jesus says it is the renewal of our minds and our values. Thinking like God, willing like him, desiring what he desires. Holiness means purity in the inner man. Purity in the inner man. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, St. Paul says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." I love the way my Good News Version puts it. It says, "Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind." Change of your mind. And so holiness, basically, like I said, is union, communion with God. And when we are in communion with God, we manifest godly actions. That's what Jesus is saying. It's not said. Transformation of the mind. And then when we act towards others sincerely, it becomes actions that actually comes from merciful love, willing the good of the other. And sin then is a condition of separation and alienation from God that manifests itself in habits that are evil, anger, killing other, fighting, cursing. It manifests. So sin is not about the action. It's when we break communion with God, then we find ourselves manifesting these habits that we call sin. But when we are in communion with God, which is holiness, our actions become godly and righteous. And we are so transformed when we keep communion with God. We are able to overcome feelings of anger and emotions of resentment towards others. But most times we focus on the fact that, well, I'm angry with that person, I'm cursing that person, I'm so comfortable with that, but because I'm not acting it out. But Jesus says, that's not holiness. That is not how God relates with us. He thinks good about us. He wills good about us. So that's why he says, be perfect like your Father. We have lived with that temptation and we are so comfortable that I'm not acting out everything that I desire, therefore I am okay. And that is not right. So as we prepare for Lent, let our focus be trying to renew our minds, trying to transform our thoughts, life, our desires, and what we will towards others, so that we can have the mind of God, like Christ says in his letter, St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans. So we pray today that the focus of Lent this year will not be about controlling our behaviors and just doing something so that we can prove our love for God. But it's allowing God, allowing the Spirit to change our minds, to transform our hearts, to conform our will to that of God. Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness, holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what I want from you. Cut and mold it. Take my mind, transform it, and take my will. Conform it to yours, O Lord. To yours, O Lord. Because holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness, holiness is what I need. And holiness, Holiness is what you want for me. Take my heart and mold it. And take my mind, Lord, transform it. And take my will, conform it to yours, O Lord. And to yours, O Lord. The Lord bless his words in our hearts through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.